If you do these things, you'll never fail. I'll tell you what, if you don't do them, you might fail. You might fail to obtain salvation. And all their preaching to the contrary, nonsense. They totally are deceiving and deluding by tradition. People, they have one verse here, one verse there. They're not qualified. They have not been appointed of God. They're void of the Spirit. They have no authority to teach other than the authority they have received of men. And I could make a whole four-hour message based on just traditions and the way they are operating in our world today. And that could be said on, I could go on for hours. Verse 14. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, "Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." And when he entered into the house from the people, the disciples asked him concerning this parable. And he saith unto them, "Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats? And he saith, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." So we see the point that, you know, they were afraid that by eating with unwashed hands, they could take something into themselves that would defile them. You know, and they say, we better wash that off before we are defiled. But Jesus says, there's nothing outside of you that can defile you. Nothing coming from without can defile you. Now, again, that doesn't mean we should go, well, let's start drinking. Drunkenness proceeds out of the heart. It does. It's not about the alcohol defiling you. It's about the excess from within you that causes you to do that. It's not a little sip of alcohol that hurts. It's your willingness and desire to do it so much. You know, and it's not the things we see with our eyes either that defile us. It's the way that our hearts react to it. And that comes from within. Adultery of the heart and of the mind. Not just of the body, but it comes from within. It begins in the heart. The way things reflect on our heart. It's not about the things we eat. It's the, you know, and the things we touch and the things that come in from outside. He specifically says eating, but I am also counting the other things. Because we are all tempted by the like same things, and Christ himself was also tempted as we are. But because there is nothing evil in him, there is no temptation that could take him. And that's what we want to change, is our heart. So that out from our heart proceed good things. Not evil things. Not the things that are outside of us and exterior to us. Don't think it's any sort of license to, oh, well, do whatever you want. It's just as long as it doesn't come out of you. You can, you know, the things you are doing, the behaviors you exhibit are coming out of you. You know, lasciviousness, licentiousness, taking license to do, it comes from the heart. But there's nothing, you know, the words you hear, take heed how you hear and what you hear. But rather, take heed what you say. And yeah, they draw near him with their mouth. But the words are saying God this and God that. But the content of what they're saying is the traditions of men. And that proves their heart is far from them. Because out of the heart are coming forth doctrines and commandments which contradict the word of God, which contradict the way of Christ. Inside our hearts come out evil thoughts. Thinking evil things. An evil thought. How do we purge ourselves of evil thoughts? How do we, you know, again, he's talking about hey, it can't defile you from without, it's from within. What do you do with your defiled heart? Well, just live with it and trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus for what? Well, that he's going to forgive you. I already know he's forgiven me, and he'll forgive me. He already said, well, not in this gospel, but in another place, you know, if a brother turn to you and say, I repent, forgive him 490 times a day. The forgiveness is there. The forgiveness, not a problem. I'm not worried about God forgiving me. I want to be diligent to make my calling and election sure. And the way I do that is by observing faith turning into virtue, and virtue turning into temperance, and temperance turning into patience, and godliness, and knowledge, and righteousness, and all the things that proceed out of faith. The things that bring, that faith in Christ will bring to us if we endure in the faith. He's Lord. So if I'm his servant, you know, that means every day I'm at his beck and call. That every day I need to seek my Lord's will. What does my Lord want from me today? After all, he's my Lord. You confess him as Lord, but out of your heart, all kinds of evil deeds do. You know, you confess him as Lord, but you don't act like he's your Lord. Yeah, Jesus is my Lord. Yeah, Jesus is my Lord. Glug, 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 glug. Yeah, Jesus is my Lord, but I don't wonder what I ought to do. What does my Lord want from me today? What does my Lord want me to do? He's my Lord, after all. I'm confessing he's my Lord. When he returns, will he confess that I am his servant? Ah, you've done my will. Ah, you've done according as I said. You did after those things I said you ought to do. You are my servant. Is he going to confess that we are his servants, as we have confessed that he is our Lord? These are legitimate questions. Because don't think, when you confess him as Lord, you're also confessing yourself as his slave. And the end of that, servitude, he will confess you his brother and not a slave. He that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that overcometh will I grant, you know, to rule the nations with me, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. We confess him as our Lord, but what does our heart say? Does our heart say, well, he's not my Lord, because I do whatever I want. I do whatever my heart wants to do. I confess him with my mouth, but my heart wants to do other things. My mouth says Jesus is Lord, but in my heart, I don't really believe God raised him from the dead.